Now, the issue at hand was the quite incredible breakdown of the transport system, the trains, etc., after the Telstra outage. Can you explain to people why, in fact, the trains stopped, despite the fact the trains themselves were okay and the tracks were fine?
Yeah, sure. So rail operations depend on a dedicated operational communications that allow the train drivers to communicate with the central control rooms so that they can exchange safety critical information. You know, where is the train? What is the health of the train, the braking systems, etc. So if these communications become unreliable or not available, the operators can no longer be confident that they can run the services safely. As you mentioned, it doesn't mean there was anything wrong with the trains or the signaling equipment itself. It just meant that the communication system to support safe operations could not be relied on. And in that case, suspending services would be the responsible operational decision.
And of course, that highlights to people just how most of our services, our infrastructure, is reliant on what would be called a single point system of communication, the internet that's been sent out.
And that's right. I think the digitalization is becoming the backbone of not only the mobile services that consumers use, but also for some of the critical infrastructure, like, for example, public transport. And the incident showed exactly that, you know, a single software fault in a telecommunication network can have cascading impacts, if you like, across transport, across emergency communications and payment systems. So it is really broader than just losing mobile connections for consumers. That reliance on the digital backbone makes it more important that we put in place measures to what we call to improve the resilience of the network, so that if anything happens, we don't have total breakdown, that parts of the network should still be able to operate or revert to a backup operation.
So do you have any idea, or do they have any idea yet, as to what caused the breakdown, just as a matter of interest?
Exactly. So Telstra identified the problem as a failure involving network timekeeping servers. So these servers basically synchronize the timestamp or the time so that all the other servers are on the same timestamp, if you like. So what has been confirmed is that the outage involved a software defect that affected the time synchronization. But what's interesting is that apparently, and even the Telstra CEO has confirmed, apparently the timing system vulnerabilities have been recognized within the industry for some time. So that begs the question, first of all, we all know with IT systems, there's always backup. So if a server broke down, was there a backup server in place? And if yes, which should be? And if yes, why did not the backup system step in? Like, you know, we see this in energy, for example. We all witness it sometimes during a storm, for example. We lose electricity at homes, and you can feel it. If the electricity goes down, and within seconds, within minutes, the backup generators step in.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I was going to say that backup generators in the old parlance, but this is a different, slightly different technology, isn't it?
It is, but it is the same principle. I mean, there should be the what we call redundancy. So redundancy is to have backup systems if something fails. And I mean, these are computer systems and digitalization. We all know that with aging, etc., they will fail. But the onus on the operators and the companies is to ensure there are backup systems in place. One conversation that I'm sure the investigation would unveil or reveal. I know the CEO is facing a Senate inquiry on Friday. It is that also it is not good enough to have backup systems. So let's say you have a server, and then you say, okay, I'm going to have 10 backup systems of the same server. That's not good enough. They need to be diversified. They need to include different parts, because sometimes if you have 10 backup servers that include the same components as the main server,
The same problem.
they're all going to fail, right? So this is where what we call resilience comes in. So you need to diversify the components. Some people even put them in different geographical locations, so that one outage does not affect the other. So we still don't have the full picture, if you like. And I think Telstra is doing an internal investigation, and there are external authorities or regulators doing their own thing. So probably in a couple of weeks' time, we would have more information. But it's looking like a class action taking place, and it's looking like they're gonna Telstra and probably other operators are gonna be grilled about how ready they are in case of single failures.
It's interesting, isn't it? It sort of begs the question why it's privatised as opposed to a government or public infrastructure. But I suppose that's a political question. And the next thing, of course, I was just wondering if it wasn't a different computer setup that was running parallel, what about a wireless setup or something of that sort? If you were talking purely about the trains.
Exactly. So I think this is a very important point. And what we have been calling for is that we need to have different communication pathways. So I hope the future conversation would start to look at not relying on a single technology. So instead of just, in this case, the V Line and other train operators, they relied on a commercial Telstra network. So in the future, I think increasingly we need to combine mobile networks with satellite communications, and even more appropriately, I think, is private operational networks. So, like in Japan with the fast trains, the companies don't rely on commercial networks. They actually have their own private communication networks, and they have more control about what happens to the network and the communications. So the goal is, if one of the pathways fails, like in this case the mobile network, another pathway like satellite, etc., can continue to support the essential services. It is not necessarily about booting up to exactly the same level of services. I think consumers would be okay, for example, if the emergency services are still, like when you dial 000, it's still working. But maybe, some of the other services might lag and might take a couple
No,
more
a
calls.
certain sort of triage of requirement.
Exactly. So I think this should be the next conversation once the dust settles, if you like.
Thank you very much for talking to us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.